Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away. The problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
We always win, right?
Yeah!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Feeling a bit bruised and battered this Monday morning, or Monday afternoon, depending on where you are here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. Super Don slapped me around this weekend. Did you hear my show yesterday? Everybody, did you hear Sunday show on GCN? If you don't, you don't know what was going on. I opened the show talking about a big cannabis story out west. In fact, I have to do it again. Those of you who listen to Sunday, you're going to bear with me because I got to almost do over. It's like, can I do a do over, Super Don? Please.
You get a mulligan.
I got a mulligan on that
yesterday.
One. Well, listen, I had a lot on my mind, and I was covering a big story that was breaking out west in California, outside of Oakland. I'm going to get to it momentarily. But, I also had a great guest, Judy Irwin. I wanted to talk about the right frequency. I was very excited about that. Then, it was flashing in my mind about my wife. She had put herself out so much to get us moved, and man, oh man, she's just a true champion. But she had just collapsed in exhaustion over the past few days with a urinary tract issue, and I was like, oh man, we got to get there. And so it was just fail, epic fail, my son would say. Epic fail. I had the story lined up, and Don was going, go, Robert. And then I went off on a distant path somewhere, and I could hear right. Don throwing ping pong balls at me anyway. Sorry about that, Super Don.
That's okay. But you know what? We could talk about it today because it is a very important story, and it's something that a lot of people are talking about, and it has to do with medical marijuana.
It does.
We've talked about medical marijuana for a long time.
Yep.
We don't advocate people going out being stoners, okay?
What was that?
not that we wouldn't allow people the right to do that if they choose to, but
it's ganja, it's cannabis. Remember, they changed it to marijuana because they thought, oh, it's Hispanic. That way, we can use our prejudice against Hispanic people as Americans to do that. I mean, there's been a big agenda against cannabis because what? It threatened the cotton industries. It threatened the petrochemical industries. It threatened so many medicinal. It threatens medicine, modern medicine. It threatens Absolutely. Pharmaceuticals. I mean, we can go on and on. It threatens food, nutrition, the most omega-3 rich land-based food you can imagine. Best fat balance, amazing. So, yes, we've got a lot to deal with this issue. But, of course, the controversy surrounds its use as a medicine. That's the big thing, at least now it is. Even though cannabis is far less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco, probably combined. What are the stats here?
If you look at the statistics, whether it's alcohol or cigarettes, those two things kill way more people than cannabis does.
50,000 people die each year from alcohol poisoning. Come on. Similarly, more than, darn near half a million, 400,000 deaths each year attributed to tobacco smoking. Of course, here we would acknowledge that the least of the ingredients in tobacco smoke is tobacco, but suffice it to say that tobacco... Wacky tobacco? No. The wacky tobacco is the tobacco that they're saying is tobacco. That's not. That's what's wacky, not the cannabis. And by comparison, marijuana, or cannabis I like to call it, non-toxic, cannot cause death by overdose. I mean, you'll be like so stoned out of your mind, you'll just be hungry. Give me some food. But according to the prestigious, now we get in prestige here, European medical journal The Lancet, the smoking of cannabis, not my words, it's theirs, even long-term, is not harmful to health. It would be reasonable to judge cannabis as less of a threat than alcohol or tobacco. Now, I am not advocating smoking. I was saying if you're going to use cannabis medicinally, I want you to eat it. I want you to make it into an herbal tincture because that is the way we were designed to get this stuff. I don't think inhaling hot smoke is a great idea, although I understand the reason for them promoting it that way.
Sure. And there are other ways to do it. I mean, whether you're ingesting it or, another technique that's used is called vaping, which avoids the damage that can be done by smoke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's different ways that people do it. You take a look at the other things that are being used as medicine right now.
Oh.
And they don't want to allow marijuana to be used as a medicine. It's ridiculous. It's hypocrisy.
Ridiculous.
But the other statistic, Robert, that's really I think more significant when you're comparing whether marijuana should be illegal or not is the crime aspect of it.
Well, I mean, listen, how many people are committing crimes because they're high on cannabis? I mean, they're at home eating munchies. I mean, I don't even hear about them going to hold up the 7-Eleven to get munchies.
No, everybody's your friend.
No, your friend. Yeah, exactly. It's a peaceful thing. It's Buffalo Soldiers. We get back into Bob Marley stuff. I mean, yes, you can have a purpose with all of this, but it tends not to be violent. And then they're trying to claim that it was marijuana that caused people to become flesh-eating zombies when we've learned about these weird synthetic bath salts that people are doing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. Synthetic designer drugs.
But then again, the economy, we desperately need the $10 billion annually that are being spent on arresting more than, 853,000 individuals per year.
$10 billion with a B is what it's costing the taxpayers to arrest. And you know, did you see the number on how many people are arrested each year for marijuana?
It what is it? 853,000
853,000 individuals a year. And the thing that blows your mind on the statistic is that that number, 853,000, is more than people that are arrested for murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault combined.
Yeah, of course, this is to prop up the corporatocracy again. We come back to the corporate control of government. You have private prisons now that depend upon this flow of prisoners, and the federal and state governments just are feeding into the system, and they profiting off of this so-called that's where I say privatization. Yeah, I'm all about privatization, but in this case, you have corporatization. You have a corporate tyranny. You have fascism in play here. And yet in Oakland and in California, where they have medical cannabis dispensaries, I think one of the largest ones here, this was the big news. Thousands of patients were threatened to lose this safe access because the U.S. attorney and the DEA are threatening Harborside Health Center landlords with property forfeiture. Like, they need more. Well, the federal government, I mean, they're just going, hey, let me take that property because you are violating the federal edict against cannabis. Yet there's nowhere in the Constitution, the federal Constitution, that allows them to regulate or limit. That's a state issue. The people of California have spoken, and many other states as well.
It is. You know, we could go into states' rights, which we talk about, quite often. But, the state of California has voted. The people have spoken.
Yep.
And they want marijuana to be accessible for medical uses.
Yeah.
And there are laws and regulations and permits and licensing that has to go into place in order for them to be able to do that. Now, the thing that's got people so upset here is that Eric Holder, not that
good
long
old
ago,
Eric Holder, yes,
came out
General Fast
and said
and Furious
that the federal government would not go after marijuana dispensaries as long as they were not in violation of the state laws. And
as far as we know, Harborside is not in violation of any state law.
They are
in full compliance.
They are not.
Full
they
compliance.
Are total compliance
so,
with state law.
Look, this tells me the Obama administration is as invested in health freedom as the Bush administration before it. There ain't no difference. Nothing. Not a bit of difference. In fact, it's even more duplicitous because at least Obama went in and said, hey, we're not going to mess with you on this. Eric Holder said, we're not going to mess with you on this. And look what they're doing. Messing with them on this. Why? They want to confiscate stuff. They want to own stuff. They want to control stuff. They want to sell stuff. The federal government is absolutely desperate. They're going down. The ship is going down. And Obama administration doesn't give a flip about you in California. Doesn't give a flip about you in Colorado. They just want to be able to forfeit. They want your stuff. And this is the way they're going to get it.
And, I want to know, where's Governor Jerry Brown on this? I would be interested to see what he has to say about this because California is in a horrible financial situation.
Yeah,
I mean they are on the verge of bankruptcy.
Beyond, their cities are declaring bankruptcy right, left, and center. And look at Harborside Health Center out there. What do they employ? Over 100 people. Oakland's second largest retail taxpayer. Good Lord, absolutely. That's all they need to do. I guess the feds want California to go down. I mean, it's not like they're doing a great job without the feds trying to do this anyway. But man, oh man, this is only going to accelerate it. $3 million in taxes they paid. Over $1 million went directly to the city of Oakland. Oakland should be, declaring war on the federal government at this point because the federal government has declared war on Oakland.
Yep. And, a very good point that they make here is that should they close Harborside, what are you looking at doing? You've got 100,000 patients that they serve.
Yep.
Where are these people going to go in order to get the medical marijuana? They're going to go back into the illegal marketplace. Yep. They're going to go back on the streets and get this stuff illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that going to do? What impact is that going to have? You know, they point out street drug sales and law enforcement costs are going to rise because you've now got 100,000 people that were following the law,
yep,
that were going with their prescriptions, that were getting it for medicinal purposes, that are going to need to get their medicine. Anyway, and so what's that going to do? That's going to have an impact on the local communities. It's going to have an impact on law enforcement. I mean, $3 million in tax revenue, that's a lot of money. And California really could use that right now.
I know. Pull
plus,
the rug out.
Plus, you know, the 100 plus employees they've got, now they're looking for jobs as well.
Oh, yeah. Harborside. You know, Steve D'Angelo, he's the executive director of Harborside Health Center, and he has basically said this is a policy that hurts not only those who depend on cannabis for medicine, it will destroy, just as you said, Super Don, tax revenue, endanger patients, increase unemployment, and empower criminals. Whoever thinks this is a good idea must be smoking something a lot more powerful than cannabis. I think we agree with D'Angelo on this for sure. And, of course, yeah, this is all about the federal government supremacy, playing power games with the states. They realize that the drug industry has the most to lose on the federal level, where they can lobby one area, the Food and Drug Administration or the Fear and Death Administration. And that's what this is all about. The drug industry doesn't want to lose California. They lose California, they lose the rest of the country, and it's all over for them. People are not going to be vaccinating for, you know, we covered the made-up vaccine for a made-up disease. In fact, I may talk, by the way, it is Advanced Medicine Monday. I'll probably talk with Dr. Rashid Batara about this and a number of other things a little later in the program. You know, it just shows how dumb and lazy we have become as a people that we would allow this to happen. And,
yeah, of course. And what is it? I mean, really, honestly,
what
is it about this plant that is so dangerous? Whether we're talking about it from the hemp angle,
uh-huh,
or we're talking about it from the medicinal marijuana angle. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, the government is approving stuff left and right that is just killing people. Mm-hmm. And getting people hooked on. I mean, the prescription drug problem in this country.
Yeah.
It's an absolute epidemic, and we're worried about this plant.
They're worried because they are losing their market share. They want you addicted only to the stuff that's approved by the FDA that they can regulate and tax. But again, we see evidence here they could regulate and tax us, and it'd be doing a lot better. But, oh, no, they're dumb and lazy. Speaking of dumb and lazy, Mike Adams coming up next. We're going to talk about his new parody song. And I admit, I didn't know about this Call Me Maybe song because my kids aren't of that age and I'm too old for it. But we're going to hear about Dumb and Lazy. I'm Super Don. I'm sure you can play a little bit of it. Next segment. Mike Adams coming up. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batara is going to join us from the road. And, of course, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after this with some Dumb and Lazy Americans. No, Mike Adams is going to expose them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 1-877. We're here to help.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How did we get so dumb and lazy? I tell you what, the latest parody song from Mike Adams, or do I call you by the other name for this one, or are you going?
No.
No, this one's Mike Adams Spectacular, yes?
This is Mike Adams, yeah, all the parodies going to Mike Adams.
I just wanted to be sure, because I was just nearly crying, laughing so hard on this. At the same time, sad, because what this parody video you've done, the music you've done, It holds this mirror up to America, the America that I'm not really pleased about, of course. At the same time, we pointed out as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But man, oh man, did you nail it with this parody?
Well, I tell you, Robert, you know, secretly I'm actually trying to retire, and I keep hoping that one of these songs will suddenly make me have to quit the internet. But it turns out that people actually love the messages, so I keep making the songs. And we did the first one, I Want My Bailout Money, back in 2008, and that was a big success, really popular. And we just kept going, you know, Don't Touch My Junk and Vaccine Zombie and all these other songs. And now we just released this one. It's a parody of Carly Rae Jepsen's super popular song called Call Me Maybe, which is a big pop culture song. You know, all the kids, teenagers and 20-year-olds, they know that song. So we decided to do a parody called How Do We Get So Dumb and Lazy?
Yes.
And it's a parody of the devolving American culture.
Yeah, I was feeling really bad about not knowing the song, and then thankfully you told me off the air that it was something that the 20-somethings and younger are into, so I was like, my kids are not in that transition phase of that old yet, so I'm kind of missing out on it, but I definitely picked up the vibe for it, and I could see how it was probably such a groove that everybody loved it. I have no idea what the original was about, but I certainly like what you pointed out with the spoof version.
Yeah, it's quite a strong commentary, as you mentioned, and I really appreciate you interviewing me about it. It's not often that we get to speak openly about the creative process of these parodies.
Yes.
But this song, first of all, for those who want to hear the song, you can just go on to probably YouTube and search for Dumb and Lazy parody song, or you can certainly find it on National News or naturalnews.tv. But watch the video, because the music video is the funniest part. The music by itself is not as funny because it's very visual. But the idea, and here was the strategy, Robert. Here's the inside track.
Yes.
We decided to make it 80% entertainment and 20% with a message of liberty for today's youth.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that if it was 100% liberty, it wouldn't go viral, because people have to be entertained. So we did the 80-20 rule, and that seems to be working. It's getting a lot of views. It's really going viral.
Well, that is the interesting thing, is we've evolved here somewhat. I mean, the whole idea of putting more comedy and entertainment into what we do, whether it be through the news channels or whether it even be right here on the radio version of the show, it seemingly strikes a chord. People want to be entertained. They want to laugh. It's kind of like the day after we heard, or the day of, we heard that Obamacare was held constitutional by Robertson. It was like I could feel the anger and the waves of energies just passing through the universe on that day. I did one segment to open up, and the rest of the show was pure comedy, just pure irreverence, because I didn't realize we needed it so badly. But afterwards, I looked back. I said, you know, that was kind of a strange thing to do, but it was like it was – we had to laugh. We had to find something to laugh about. It was just too intense.
Absolutely. And we also need to be able to laugh at ourselves. And part of this song, I think, is each of us, especially men who have ever just sort of kicked up our feet on a Sunday afternoon, ate a pizza and watched a football game, which I haven't done for many years, but I used to do it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we're guilty of the dumb and lazy cycle as well. So people, when they watch the music video, I think they can sometimes laugh at themselves, which is a healthy, humble thing to do, to be able to laugh at ourselves. But in the bigger picture, it's also a message of, hey, America, wake up. You know, we can't succeed globally if we're going to be dumb and lazy. I mean, our immigrants were hardworking, innovative. You know, they took responsibility for their own lives. They worked long hours. And that's what made America great. And today, in contrast to that, as I mentioned in my announcement, we've become a nation of bootlicking jellyfish. And it's people who just want to say, the government should give me everything. Give me health care. Give me an income. Give me food stamps. And the government even encourages that. The USDA has all these programs now to try to get more people on food stamps, and messages like, don't have pride in yourself anymore, just get food stamps. So they're sucking away the pride of America and making people dumb and lazy. So the video, the music parody is designed to show people, you know, hey, let's not become this. Let's see it as pathetic so that we can make sure we rise above it. You know what I mean?
Well, we've talked about the transition of a culture, like you said, from hard work and understanding the effort put forth and the reward over time to an instant gratification culture where we see visually and in video form often instantaneous success, or what we perceive to be instantaneous. And we don't ever see, at least unless you go deep below the surface, all the things that go into something. You know, I joke about toiling in obscurity for a decade or more to become an overnight sensation. They never see the toiling in obscurity part of that. So they think, oh, all I need to do is just add water or just say I want to be in a movie and poof, it happens.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. There's this idea of that, you know, people are told this when they go to college, that you get out with your degree. If it's in the right school, you know, you're going to be a millionaire in a couple of years, and life is going to be easy. All these things are going to come to you. And there's this idea of overnight success, because that's what's portrayed on reality TV shows and things like that. But that's not really the way it works. It's really, it should be a race of dedication, hard work, persistence, discipline. That's what generates rewards in society. And I don't think today's youth is really being taught that truth about how much work it takes in order to receive rewards for effort. You know, so, I mean, look at the music video depicts even Snooki of Jersey Shore. And Snooki is this god-awful creature that has been made famous by this TV show that just shows the worst possible side of today's youth gone crazy with drugs and, you know, casual sex and experimenting with all kinds of just crazy things. But she's become famous, and that people like her have become famous in pop culture, and they've been financially rewarded for it. So the message to today's youth is, oh, I should be like that, and then I'll get rich overnight. But it doesn't really work that way.
Well, it certainly leads to that kind of welfare state mentality, because when it doesn't work out, then you haven't done anything. And what's left? The state is here to pick up the slack, or the perception is that they are, and they encourage it because they gain power by you losing yours. And that's not a great place that we like to be. Of course, my motivation early on was because I had lost the power to heal, even though I always had it. And it's the message here. And I had to work hard to regain it. And then, of course, try to teach others to do the same. And we have inspiring stories coming up. I mean, the people that are reading Natural News by and large and listen to this show tend to be those that are stepping out of that realm. That's not to say we've all not been guilty, as you said, sitting down, kicking back and watching a football game from time to time. I don't think, you know, we can indict people and say they're going to hell just for that. But at the same time, no. When it becomes a cultural phenomenon that you never leave, that's a different story.
Yeah, actually, the point at which you go to hell is when you order Domino's pizza. That's the threshold. God says that's enough. No more. No, no. We've all, you know, we've all been there. We've all participated in that kind of thing. But like you say, we rise above it. Hopefully, as we mature, as we become, we grow into adulthood, which could happen at any age. It could happen at 20 or 60 or never, yes, depending on who the person is.
Yes.
But as we become adults, we have to realize, you know, contributing something useful to society is important. Behaving with ethics is important. Teaching others is important. And I actually think of this song, this parody, as an example of teaching others, even though it's done with humor, with satire, with a little bit of outrageous, politically incorrect messaging. It's also, again, underneath it all, what is it? It's a message of, hey, liberty. You know, why aren't people protesting against their loss of freedom? Why are there drones flying around in the sky?
Yes.
Why are people eating junk food all the time? These messages are actually built into the song, the parody song, Dumb and Lazy. And the sheeple, you know, why are there so many sheeple who just want to follow some mindless leader? That's all in the song, but it's not portrayed as preaching to anybody. It's just a fun, outrageous comedy, and it just happens to teach a few things along the way.
Yeah, not bad at all. I think to make people laugh as well, and these are the greatest things that the art form rising to a point where social change or social consciousness is shifted, hopefully for the better. And I think that's what you're attempting. I think you actually do it in this regard. We're looking for the best of CD, right? Getting all your stuff together one day and releasing it all at once because of what it's doing in that regard.
Well, it's funny. That would be fun, I guess. But we got some interesting comments on this, mostly positive, by the way. Over probably 95% of the comments on this were positive. People thought it was really funny, and they even intelligent comments that people posted about it. But one of the comments that was the funniest was people would say, "Wow, I didn't know you could sing so well." And I was laughing because for this song, I had to specifically work to sing kind of like an idiot. It's not a serious song, so you can't actually try to sound really serious. So I was actually trying to sing kind of like Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Who is someone who I admired growing up from his first song, Y-O-D-A, Yo-Ho, Duh.
Yes.
And, all his parodies, Just Eat It, from Michael Jackson's Beat It song.
Yes.
So I grew up listening to Al Yankovic, and to have an opportunity to sort of follow in his footsteps and do an Al Yankovic-style song is really a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity.
Now, Mike, do you have any formal vocal training? Because, you actually do sing in tune, and I can't say that I do, but I have fun, doing some goofy things on the air, but you actually are in tune.
That's funny. Well, I have a lot of a musical background. I was music trained from a very young age. And I actually did sing in a youth band when I was growing up, and even in a choir when I was growing up. So I did have voice training early on, and then I did a lot of comedy improv training, and then did a lot of self-training on character voices.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of a good friend of mine is the woman who actually does the voice of Bart Simpson. Mm-hmm. And so I was inspired by her work, and I did some character voice training, and I've used that in some of the skits too, like General Mills Mind Games.
Yes.
Skit, you know.
Right.
So I enjoy doing voices and doing comedy and doing a little singing along the way. It's all fun.
Yeah, well, we have a good time with that. When Liam pops in, he throws a voice at me. I never know what's going to happen next, but it adds to the revelry and I guess the being in the moment in that improvisational way. My vocal training was limited to garage bands in high school.
I feel like I need to get together with Liam more because I think he and I have a similar sense of humor.
I think I do. I see that. I think you guys would get together and do some kind of improv skit. It'd be off the hook. And I think they still say that. I'm not sure, but I'm not plugged into the words.
Yeah, they do. No. For this song, I had to actually consult with some young people to determine some certain language to put into the song.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have Mr. YOLO. I don't know if you're familiar with this phrase. YOLO means you only live once. YOLO. That's the acronym.
I didn't know that one.
Yep. Well, that's apparently everybody's walking around high school today talking about YOLO this and YOLO that.
Well, so much for the kids knowing about reincarnation, I guess, huh?
Right. And then there's also the word swag, like my swag car.
Okay,
and
yes.
They say things like ballin' or you're a baller.
Okay.
He's ballin' this. It's like a basketball player or someone who's sort of a hot shot player. That's what that term apparently means.
Yeah.
I actually had never heard that use of the term before.
Oh, man. Well, like I said, you're teaching me some stuff today. I appreciate that very much. I'm going to have to keep my eyes open as my kids get older, because the language barrier probably will happen. It just doesn't matter what you do once they get out there. But we tried to go as rural as we can at this point. And
good for you.
I don't know how much that'll avoid, but eventually we'll see. We'll be learning new languages all the time. Although go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's so easy to get disconnected from the language of the youth. And remember, to people who are 19, 20, 21, anybody who's over the age of 29 is an old person. Mm. So you and I are like ancient.
We're scruffy nerf herders.
Yeah, right. And there you are quoting Empire Strikes Back line.
It just shows where we are, doesn't it? Well, yes. Mike, it's always a blast, you know, to get together with you. We'll have to hook you up with Liam. You guys do some parodies, man. I'm telling you, that would be just stellar where it would end up going. So, but I appreciate this one, as I do all of those that you're putting out there. And, man, there's so much good stuff going on. By the way, just real briefly, have the videos come out yet, coming up from the Healing Online Free Summit that we did instead of the Alive thing?
I think at least one of them is posted today, and more are coming.
Okay.
They're all sort of in the queue. I don't know. You'd have to probably check. Just go to naturalnews.com, and there's all the recent videos are posted right there on the main page.
Great.
Those are definitely coming out.
We keep getting those requests, so I want to keep the info out there, so everybody check it out, naturalnews.com. The links are up, including to the parody video that Mike Adams did recently, and you can check it out through robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts there at naturalnewsradio.com. You get your daily updates, and of course, every Wednesday, there's loads of new shows, including the 10th Amendment Center blasting out a message of freedom on Wednesday evenings on Natural News Radio. So cool stuff. The growth of healing, and of course, the reception worldwide is just heartwarming, and I'm glad we're having some fun doing it, too.
Yeah, I'm really glad, too, and there's been a lot of vindication recently. All of this about GlaxoSmithKline pleading guilty to criminal misconduct, and what's come out about Merck and Pfizer, all these other things that are coming out are just adding to our audience, because people are realizing that we've been right all these years. The things we were saying, not only were we right, if anything, we sort of understated the depth of the criminal corrupt behavior that was going on in medicine. So, yeah, you're right. We're growing. Your show is growing. Natural News Radio is growing. And it's and even hopefully with these comedy parodies like this one, Dumb and Lazy, we're trying to get to a younger audience to wake up a little bit and join us in being more aware of the real world.
Yeah, man. So the sequel will not be as funny. It will be called Smart and Hyperactive, but we'll look for that soon.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's all right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Robert.
Oh, anytime. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, he is welcome here, and thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. Take care.
This is crazy. It's 3 p.m. and I feel so lazy. It's hard to get a job when I'm so spacey. But don't you call me so dumb and lazy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. Do it today.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott, the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
From Dumb and Lazy, back to Call Me Maybe. That's the metal version, thanks to Super Don. Now we go to Fat and Crazy, right? We got a nice evolution of things here. Fat and Crazy, there's a story. I know I'm in trouble when I say that, because there's a fat pride story here that I never thought I would have covered something like this, because everybody wants to have rights for something, you know, that's unique about them. I want to have right because I'm a radio host. Super Don wants special rights because he's a radio producer. What else is there? Well, how about fat rights? Fat pride challenges supersized stereotypes. And we just had, we did Supersize Me just last week. It was recent, wasn't it?
We did.
We had Alex Jameson on. So right. Now they want fat rights, right? We want to study fat history. And it's the same level of intense training that we get from U.S. history or world history. Now there's fat studies.
All right. Well, look, but, I mean, look, we start off this story with the person that they're quoting here, the person that is standing behind the campaign to fight for fat pride.
Yeah.
And this lady's name, Cat Paws. That's her name.
Cat Paws.
Cat Paws.
I'm seeing it here, and it's spelled like pause, like I just paused in responding to you.
Yes.
Cat Paws.
Yes.
How cute is that? But she wants not to be called fat. She doesn't want to consider herself fat. She wants the word fat being reclaimed for something. Listen, I'm going to use the fat. I'm going to call myself a fathead right now because of my brain is filled with fat, and I got no problem with that. But she wants it to be called from henceforth curvy, chunky, chubby. And listen, we're the one show in probably the world, maybe, that defends people who are fat, that we don't say that they're all diseased, that fatness or even being overweight is not a disease. And so many others in the health realm say, oh, that's a disease. No, it's not. Not necessarily. Now, there may be disease states coming from it, but simply being fat in and of itself is not a disease. So why do you want to be considered having special rights? Is it a handicap? I mean, I guess if you could say, oh, well, I've got a glandular problem, but we address glandular problems relatively seriously here. We don't make fun of that.
No, but that's really, honestly, that's not what this is about, because in reading it, first of all, the thing that jumps out at me here that I have trouble understanding is she is considered a pioneer in the emerging field of fat studies. And what she's done, she's in New Zealand, she's organizing the first conference on this topic, and she says that as it's an academic discipline just like history, English, or political science, fat studies.
You know, that could only be true. That could only be true if they really acknowledge the real pioneer, Udo Erasmus.
Oh.
Udo on fat studies. Now we're talking, right? He's done some serious good work in fat studies. But the kind of fat she's talking about ain't that. It's not. And I'm throwing that word ain't right out there because I'm serious about this. This is kind of, you know, upsetting to me because here you are altering something. Listen, there are people that genuinely have dysfunction that are overweight. There are some that just love to overeat. And listen, I want you to own it. I want you to enjoy it and be proud if you're fat. You're happy that it, I have no problem with that. I know there are a lot of people in the fitness and health world that, you know, make fun of fat people behind there, call them fatties, whatever. Hey, yeah, we'll make light of everybody eventually. But the real issue here is what? Is what? She wants special rights, does she not? For people.
She does. What?
What
irritated me about this is how she is trying to compare fat pride to gay pride. She actually says here that she wants to reclaim the word fat. Mm-hmm. So it was not used solely as an insult in much the same way the gay community has adopted the term queer. So what she's doing is she's trying to put fat in the same category as gay. And I have a problem with that because and I got to be honest with you, and I don't want to get into a controversial area, but I don't know that you can't because it's become controversial in that I don't care if you're fat. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're Mexican or black or
skinny.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because what she's saying here, she wants people who are, whether you use the word fat or obese or overweight or whatever, she wants them to be treated like regular, quote, regular people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what she's also asking for is that size become a protected class.
Yes.
And you can't have it both ways, in my opinion. You can't say, I want you to treat me like everybody else, but I also want to be a protected class
treat
and have special rights.
Yeah, treat me special. Listen, she, you know, fat study, she's going to get a PhD in fat, and it's going to be PhAT. Fat PhD is what's coming up next here. I mean, this is taking it out to an absurd place. As we said, we support your right and ability to be PhAT or FAT. It doesn't matter to us.
I don't know, Robert. What? We could be wrong. I mean, is it possible we could be wrong on this? I mean, is
are we offending you? Anybody out there? Skinny or fat?
I don't know. I need some input on this because I obviously have my own opinion on this, but I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, is should somebody who's overweight be a protected class? Should it be considered a hate crime if something happens to somebody who's overweight? You know, I mean, should there be fat pride parades?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hard one.
Well, and look, your pooch is chiming in on this one, Super Don. I think, by the way, did you remember that story? Did you take your pooch's x-ray in to try and get some meds from your doctor?
Because I couldn't believe that.
That was
amazing. when they actually went in there, had an x-ray of a German Shepherd that included the tail.
Yes.
And the doctor just looked at it, whoop. How much Percocet would you like?
It was a sting operation. This lady doctor, a lady cop went in and posing as someone who wanted pain meds. I mean, that was unbelievable. But, you know, this is what's going on. We got a police state for medicine as well. But it's not illegal to discriminate against someone based on their size, where it is illegal in most countries, according to this article, to discriminate based on someone's sex or race. Sexual orientation is becoming more protected, too. I'd like to become a protected class. Listen, how about the human class, the human race? What about human rights? I mean, we talk about that. Your rights come to you, inalienable as they are, from your creator. And it has no bearing on whether you're fat or skinny, gay or straight, big or small, black or white or yellow or red. Doesn't matter. The point is your humanity, that's enough. But we always have the division. People want to be separated out, disconnected from that wholeness reality. But, hey, man, maybe you have a different opinion on that. We want to hear from you. 866-939-BELL. 866-939, what is the number, 2355?
2355. Yeah, 2355. Or B-E-L-L.
Yes, and as we take a break, we'll wrap up the first hour. Remember, Mike Adams said Weird Al Yankovic was one of his inspirations for doing the Dumb and Lazy song. So why not go out with a little Weird Al, shall we?
Let's do it.
Back after a little bad, or is it fat?
It's fat.
We're coming right back.
When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rolls because I'm fat, fat, fat. Shall I be fat? Yeah.
Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
That is apparently Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Ever me, the one who doesn't know all the modern music happening, but evidently they've been invited and they're confirmed for the Paul Festival coming up in Tampa, Super Don. What's going on with that? What's the update?
They were just confirmed, and you know, for people who don't know, Paul Festival will be taking place in Tampa, Florida, August 24th through 26th. It's just going to be a big group of liberty-loving people. A lot of people are going to be talking there. We will be involved in some way. Jerry Doyle's going to be there. Peter Schiff, I believe, is going to be there. A lot of people. There's going to be music. And like I said, they just confirmed that Red Jumpsuit Apparatus will be performing as well.
Well, we haven't done a lot of politics lately. I mean, we just saw what was going on here and shifted gears a bit. But, political healing is part of this show. And just so you know, yes, we are aware in Nebraska, I think they said Ron Paul got 2 delegates out of 35 or something like that, but it wasn't a great showing. But then again, we only had 40% out of the 100%, so 60-40 split, and the Republican establishment in Nebraska decided that they want to go that way. But there's still controversy as to whether Ron Paul has the plurality in 5 states or not, so we'll find out. Jack Hunter certainly has his perspective on it. You can find out. We've linked up Ron Paul 2012. .com to Jack's perspective as well. And the reality is, yes, the long term, the long game, so to speak, the long view is in effect as the Ron Paul Liberty wing of the Republican Party is doing its level best to take over long term. New candidates coming up all the time. So there's much more than one presidential election. And we will continue covering the politics of the season. You know, last week was it we had Gary Johnson back on, Libertarian candidate right. as well. And right. you support liberty, you don't want endless wars and things, we're gonna have you on board here. That's what we yeah. do.
Well, and look, it's really obvious. If you know how the news cycle works, you know how the media works. It's really no mystery as to why it is that the media comes out and wants to do the, it's all over and he's lost. Because the media doesn't care about anything long term. No. The media feeds on short term. Everything is short term. Everything is ADHD, process where it's just right. go, oh, shiny object, oh, water steam squirrel, you know, it's yeah. that's what it's all about. And so the media doesn't care about the long-term thing. They just want to get the headline that's yes. going to get people's attention right now.
Well, that's exactly the way they play it. And yet there are still things that could happen in Tampa. So not ruling anything out, at the same time recognizing that even if we were to get the presidential nomination, it's still not a done deal. There's still so much more than having the presidency. And we've argued forever and ever and ever that it is local action. It is what you do. It is what you do not do. It is who you support. It is who you do not support, tacit or otherwise. The fact is, very often you don't realize that your very efforts are being utilized against you to enslave you. To an economic perspective, we see with Obamacare, to a pharmaceutical perspective, that you have no moral, ethical, or even political, economic obligation to support. And many people have told me, candidly, some of you on this show, right out in the open, that there is no way that you will participate with Obamacare, even if it's held constitutional, which Robert sort of did in a weird way. But we also covered here on this show with Jonathan Emord the fact that there is still another case pending that's moving up the circuit court back to the Supreme Court on issues that were not even considered. But even if that is not successful, remember, you have an obligation to the founders of this country, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, to nullify that which is not constitutional and does not apply to you. Supreme Court can go kiss off because they're a federal court and they are going to support more federal power, as we know from the 10th Amendment Center.
That's right. Well, nullification and sheriffs, I think, as yep. we employ those two strategies, I think we'll be fine. Because I've always been fascinated, we've covered it before, with people like Sheriff Mac.
Yep.
Sheriffs are tough guys.
Yes, they know? Are.
And they don't mess around. So, you know, people just have to understand that they are empowered in ways that the government doesn't want you to know. And once you become educated and you learn about those things, learn about the rights that you do have, and not anarchic type of things where, you know, well, just ignore the law. No, there are rights, there are constitutional rights that are on your side that will allow you, whether you're a state or an individual, to say no to something that's not constitutional. You just have to know about it. People have to become educated about it.
Absolutely. That's where the power has always been, even though people say, and we say here, yes, the corporations have taken over government, but our tacit and quiet and willing participation in those corporate structures is what has done us in, so to speak. But what will renew our health, our life, our body, our spirit is that willingness to stand up for what is right and true. That's what we try to do here. In fact, we do or do not. No, there is no try. Who says that? I'm not even going to go yoga. Yeah,
no, we're not trying. We're doing it.
We're doing it. We are doing it. Listen, right. Dr. Batar is coming up next hour. He's going to help us rock the health world even more with advanced medicine that we do every week to kick off Mondays. It's going to be great. Lots of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Shows. Thank you, Super Don, for giving me a mulligan, a do-over on the cannabis story today.
No worries. It's a big story. And actually, just as on a note, we will be getting somebody on soon to talk about that, because it is an evolving, yes. breaking story as time goes on. And we do want to get the latest on that if we can.
All right. Well, rock and roll. Take a quick breather here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after a brief break with Dr. Rashid Batar for some Advanced Medicine Monday. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. Do it today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining, wakey waking!
Good morning!
Good morning to you!
And you!
And you!
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Once again, it's time for Advanced Medicine Monday, and Dr. Bittar is with us. He's not in studio. He's on the road, and he's laser-focused. And Dr. Bittar, with your book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, teaching people how to take responsibility for every aspect of their lives, and especially when they're going in to see a doctor so they don't become victimized by doctors. There was a big story about the fear still that exists among the American people about questioning their doctor, which is essential to any relationship.
I think it's vital in order to invoke the healing process, Robert, that the doctor instill the confidence in the patient that's necessary to invoke that healing cascade, and it's necessary for the doctor to know that the patient has the trust and confidence in the physician himself so that he feels comfortable in order to go into that sometimes difficult area, because many times we're entering into an area of the unknown, and so we have to be able to think for the best benefit of the patient as opposed to medical liability aspect or medical legally. And in order to do that, the doctor has to be confident that the patient trusts them.
Yeah, I think about the relationship with anybody. I mean, if you want to ask somebody a question, let's say they immediately become defensive and maybe they say something derogatory to you, or maybe they act as if they are somewhat above or very much above you, that's not a good place to start. And you might be considering, this is not the doctor we want to deal with.
Exactly. And then sometimes it's just a personality conflict. I mean, the doctor may be great, but it just doesn't mesh with your personality. And I've had people that that's happened with me where they've told me that they believe in what I'm doing, but they've decided to go somewhere else, and that's fine. I, in fact, respect that because it's upfront. It's mutually beneficial when both parties are able to be able to correspond on that level. I call it bold communication, and I like bold communication, and I think it's necessary in all aspects of relationships, exactly as you said.
Well, I like that. Bold communication. Now, we talk about taking responsibility. Some people kind of pay lip service to that concept. But if we look at the industries on the planet that have been dominating via government fiat, in other words, demanding monopoly status, protection from government, like the vaccine industry, guess what? They got liability protection. They can kill a million people. There's nothing you can do about it. It looks like Monsanto has just attempted to do the same thing. There's a big story through Natural News and out there in the news. They call it the Monsanto Protection Act to grant the biotech industry total immunity over future genetically modified crops.
You know, the issue that I have is not so much with Monsanto for trying to do that, because I think any industry or any market sector, if they could get that, would try to get that. The issue that I have is that they actually allowed Monsanto to get away with this, because, you know, the problem with Monsanto asking this, as in any good business, you want to limit your liability, even if they're doing bad things. You and I understand that, but let's say in their disillusioned world, maybe they don't think they're doing the wrong thing, but the fact that the government would allow a market sector, in especially something like agriculture and something that we have no idea what the burden, biological burden, and long-term consequences of genetically modified food are, for the government to allow a company like Monsanto to get away with that, that's not to get away with it, but to actually condone it and allow them to have a bill that's so blatantly obvious that there's something that could go possibly wrong.
Well,
I mean, it's like me saying, give me a free get-out-of-jail card and let me just commit whatever kind of crime I'm going to commit.
Yeah.
Just give me the free get-out-of-jail card in case I do something wrong.
Well, there's a great deal of spiritual immaturity, if I can call it that, in this. They put these riders into the 2012 Farm Bill and the 2013 Agricultural Appropriations Bill that would essentially force the federal government to approve GMOs, not only to limit life, but to approve them at the request of biotech companies and then prohibit all safety reviews of GMOs from having any real impact on the GMO approval process. So you're right on two levels there. That the government, how would they are? They're the reflection of the people. Basically, the people have rolled over and said, yeah, do whatever you want to me. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's really preposterous. And, you know, we want to look at this from the toxicity perspective. This falls underneath the 6th toxicity on the factsontoxicity.com website, or the 7 toxicities I discuss in the book. This falls underneath the 6th toxicity, food. And we're not talking about what's in the food, we're talking about what's done to the food, what's done to the substances that we ingest in order to nourish our system. And if we want to see what the possibilities are, and I think about this for a second, we know that the irradiation, the genetic modification of food, what the implications are, we're not fully yet aware of, because there hasn't been long enough term that we've been exposed to that. But look at the other components of long-term consequences of modifying our food, when you look at pasteurization and homogenization,
yes,
and then you look at the Pottinger cat study and what happened to the cats, what happened to the third generation of these cats when they started cooking the foods instead of feeding them the raw milk and the raw meat, when they start cooking the meat, and the antisocial behaviors and the chronic disease components that these cats start experiencing by the third generation. Well, that's a model that we're following, except that now when you start genetically modifying and you start irradiating the food, the pasteurization and the homogenization are mere drops in the bucket of the consequences that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, it's really something that is, you think that we had learned enough already, but evidently they're going to push it one more time, or as many times as we allow them to do it. And I think part of being responsible, or our responsibility, is putting our foot down and saying, no, you're not going to violate our food sovereignty, the sanctity of our food, in this way that we would not even know what has happened to the food by the time we are made ill by it.
Bob, this brings to mind again what we've talked about so many times, how our forefathers were able to, 250 years ago, predict some of these things that we would have to, these challenges we would have to deal with. And it just amazes me how they knew it. But to quote Thomas Jefferson, when a people allow a government to dictate the food that they put in their mouth and the medicines they take into their body, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. And I think I've quoted this before, and this is actually what I said to the medical boards during my last battle with them, to the North Carolina Medical Board, but it's just shocking to me how the forefathers were able to predict it. I mean, it's almost like they had a crystal ball, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they knew history so well, and so many of us grew up in government indoctrination centers, i.e. public schools, that we lost the connection, or maybe we had to come out and find it after we got out of school, in my case, to say, wait, there's a link here. This was happening there. It reflects very much on what's happening today, whereas in school, it was just the date that something happened. It was disconnected from everything else. And in that way, they were able to control millions of kids that now are adults that don't know the links here.
And what are the implications to the next generation? I mean, we're talking about the kids now not knowing what happens to the next generation beyond that.
Oh, yeah. It's serious. By the way, the link here is to naturalnews.com, the article. It's covered very well. And Jack Kingston, who's a Republican from Georgia, was really the author of this rider that would give the biotech industry carte blanche, give credit to Representative Peter DeFazio. He's a Democrat out of Oregon. He introduces an amendment to kill the Monsanto Protection Act. So, as you know, we've come out in favor of and against Democrats, Republicans. It didn't matter. We talk about the principles of the people, what they're bringing forward here. And so we have to act here. The Organic Consumers Association has got some good stuff, as well as the Alliance for Natural Health. We've got all the links up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. How has it been out on the road? What's the awareness, whether it be food, medicine, et cetera? I mean, you're traveling all over. It's hard to keep up with you, Dr. Bitar.
Well, it's not out of pleasure. As you know, Robert, love is a necessity, but there are opportunities that are coming to me that necessitate my traveling.
Yes.
And the opportunity to spread the message more so. And as you know, soon we'll be starting the advanced medicine seminars, which you're going to be on the road with me, so we'll be even traveling more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we're going to be doing everything we can to protect ourselves from the EM fields and the transportation security theater that happens along the way.
Well, that's one of the reasons that when my conversation with Mike Adams took place a couple of days ago about the advanced medicine seminars, it was interesting what he said, because I wasn't sure why he didn't want to travel, but he told me, he said, it's actually the TSA. He goes, I have done so much and said so much against these, and he very affectionately referred to them in some term that I won't repeat on the radio, but it was very interesting what he said, that was his major reason and concern for wanting to not travel, because He was concerned that he would be identified from the beginning, and they would do a very thorough rectal examination of him to make sure he wasn't packing any drugs or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is the thing, and he has been very vocal right here on this show, as have I, and I think it's a legitimate concern, because we've seen the things that have been done around the country to people that, you know, not like Mike or me or you, but I mean like little old ladies and children. I mean, it's just horrific, the things that we've been putting up with.
You're absolutely right, And he is right to be concerned, because at a certain point, when you become a voice of reason in a sea of insanity and people start to gravitate to that voice of reason, then those that are vested in the insanity will do whatever is necessary to stop that voice of reason from being the beacon that attracts everybody.
Yes, yeah, boy, and we've got in so many areas. I know that because of your, let's say, responsibility as a physician, we do talk about the physician world a lot, but it's always with the mind to help those that are in it as well as those that are utilizing any of the services of it. Yet I covered yesterday, Dr. Bitar, this is a bizarre story, and this is out of California. I believe that's where you are, but there was a story. You know all these drug mills or what we say, prescribing pain medications? This has become the big issue. It used to be illicit street drugs. Now it's the FDA-approved drugs that are being addictive and abused?
Yep.
Yeah, there was a story. They did a sting operation on a physician. He was in his 70s, so it's not like he'd been around the block once or twice. He'd been around. And so one of the undercover people, a lady, gave him an X-ray of herself to say, listen, look, I'm in pain here. Here's the X-ray. And it was an X-ray picture of her dog, and he went ahead and prescribed her the drug anyway.
Wow. And I was, her dog?
Yeah, I was saying either she was really ugly or he just, I don't know what happened.
No, that's amazing. And I guess they're trying to crack down on the fact that a doctor is actually reviewing the studies and reviewing the components that they're supposed to review before prescribing these drugs. But then, you know, Robert, they create this mundane and draconian type of what they call standard of care.
Yeah.
And the doctors will just go through those steps in order to appease the beast, but they don't even care because they're not even relying on it. So this guy probably didn't even look at the X-rays. Looking at X-rays is not really an adequate determination of whether the person needs a medication or not, especially for pain, because, you know, that's a clinical diagnosis. So you look at the person's heart rate, you know, you see the erythema in the area of the injury, if that's what it is.
Yes.
You evaluate them based on the history. But looking at an X-ray and then deciding that they need pain medicine, that's absurd anyway. So if the state requirement is you have to look at an X-ray to make the determination, and I know that I don't need the damn X-ray to see whether the patient needs medication, and then to show whatever kind of X-ray they're going to put up there, your mind's not even registering it because it's not even a criteria that you're looking at. You know, it's kind of like a soldier. They go through basic training, and then when they got to Vietnam or they got to the ground in Iraq or wherever,
yeah,
then your squad leader tells you, okay, everything you learned, you need to stop and get it out of your head. You want to live, follow what I do.
Right.
And so there's a practical standpoint, or in medicine we call it the clinical years and then the didactic years. And the didactic years are the book learning, which some of that's important, the biochemistry, the physiology, but then, you know, they teach you the pharmacology and how to prescribe more drugs. And then you go into clinical medicine. But once you get through your clinical medicine, everything comes back to following whatever this absurd and primitive and barbaric sometimes standard of care.
Yes.
And so the X-ray is something that they're supposed to follow because of a requirement, but they don't really use it in their own real clinical practice or in their clinical experience. They have seen that X-ray is unnecessary. Then I can probably see the guy probably just eyeballed it and didn't even look and
sure.
See the human X-ray. It's like, yeah, there's an X-ray there of something. It could have been a car. It could have been of a bolt. Okay, got the X-ray.
Yeah, here you go. Take your drug. Well, it's pain pill mill, as they say, and it is a sad state because it tells you where a lot of the American people are right now, that they just want to be on pain medication. We know there is legitimate pain issues out there. We do know that. But so much of the addiction, so much of the demand, it means that many people are just lost. They're unhappy with where we are. When we come back from this break, Dr. Bitar is on the road, but he's with us here for Advanced Medicine Monday. Check out his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, bestseller international. Runaway, it's great. And, of course, we're going to talk about lots more healing issues today with Dr. Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links up at robertscottbell.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day. A little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across. to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, getthetea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, getthetea.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So if you want pain medication, just bring in an x-ray of your cat or your dog, your hamster. You might get some. But, you know, I joke about it. It's not totally a laughing matter, Dr. Bitar, because it's like police state medicine. So much of modern medicine has become, because of the monopoly licensure, it's backfired on the doctors who thought, yeah, okay, we've got special privileges here. But anytime you ask special privileges of government, you got to be careful what's going to come back down the pike eventually.
You know, that's a true statement. It reminds me of something that my partner said to me years ago in my lab. He said that the system, the government system, he saw the IRS come after his father and drive him almost to the grave. And he made a comment to me, this is probably 15 years ago, it was a very interesting comment. He said the system is designed to chew up their victims. And when they don't have any victims left, if they can't find a, quote, criminal or somebody that they feel should be reprimanded in some way, fashion, or form, then they will start to actually create their own criminals. They will make an individual into a criminal and then grind them up. In other words, the grind itself is necessary. It needs its victims. And if it doesn't have any victims, and when I'm saying river victims, I mean actually the people that the system is designed to protect the public from, so to say.
Yes.
But if it doesn't have enough fodder, it will create its fodder from good people. And it's a very true statement. If you start looking around, you start seeing people that were wrongfully accused, wrongfully prosecuted, wrongfully in prison. In fact, yesterday, in a very rare scenario, I happened to have a dinner appointment with some friends, and we met in a restaurant that had some big screen TVs, and they had CNN on. And the sound was muted, but at the bottom, this woman was interviewing some man, and at the bottom it said, FBI to investigate wrongful imprisonments. And how many times have you heard of people that have spent 15, 20, 30 years in jail only to find out that they were innocent, and then they've been freed? Now, of course, that's probably, you know, few and far between, but the point being is the system is designed to create. It doesn't care whether or not there's anybody to go after or not. It will start to create its own fodder and make people pay the price even though they haven't done something wrong.
Yeah, and that should be a warning to anyone who aspires to have some form of licensure, because there's still a push. Remember, we talked about the Steve Cooksey scenario in North Carolina where the dietetics board went after him. We have a word, and last week you missed this because it was after we did our Advanced Medicine Monday segment last week. It was amazing because some of the dietitians are so disgusted with their own profession that they began leaking documents from the ADA that showed their only express intent purpose is to try and find, like you said, victims, target people. We've got to justify these licensing boards. We've got to find these people. And that's why they went after someone like Cooksey, and it's backfiring on them because now we have the smoking gun.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. And it's, I think, indicative of again, the 2012 increase in consciousness that we've been talking about, Robert.
Yes. You can no longer keep these things hidden. I've had many conversations, people asking me. Every day there seems to be something else going on, and on some level they're crying out because it's too much. And I'm saying you should be grateful for this, because no longer can they get away with the things they used to be able to get away with. Every day the light is shining on it and showing us all.
It's almost like a flock of ostriches that have had their head stuck in the sand, and slowly, one by one, the head is being pulled up.
I see.
I just got a strange image in my head of that happening.
Yeah, I know. It's like when somebody's kicking the butts of the ostriches. They're lifting their head up and going, huh, what? Where have I been? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, it really is that. The consciousness is shifting. We talked about it early on this year, and it's actually playing itself out. Mike Adams did a hilarious thing. I talked with him last hour about it, a spoof, if you will. He does this other side of him. He loves to do the comedy and different things we love to do here from time to time as well. He took a popular song, and he changed it around. You know, like, remember Weird Al Yankovic?
Yep.
So he did something like that, and he renamed the song "How Do We Get So Dumb and Lazy?" And it's really hilarious, and people are taken to it. It's gone viral, and we realize that most of the people are not open totally to this message. But if you make them laugh, you entertain them, you can give them the little 10-20%. They're going to get it eventually.
Robert, I would disagree. I think more people, at least in my viewpoint and from my experience, I'm finding more and more people will actually initiate the conversation. They will want to know. They have inquiries, and they are no longer put to write you up as a nut job because you've got a strange viewpoint. In fact, the strange viewpoint that may have been construed as a strange viewpoint 15 years ago is becoming more and more not only accepted, but almost a call to arms. I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman from Sri Lanka, and after our conversation, after our meeting, he was one of the six people in the meeting, and he told me, sent me an email, he said, it's so refreshing to see somebody that is so aware of not only the political situation, but actually what it implies, and has the greater consciousness, and more importantly, is willing to talk about it, because people usually of influence are not, even if they do believe it, they don't want other people to know about it, and they keep it quiet. But I'm finding that everybody I'm coming in contact with, everybody from not only the gas station attendant, but the CEO of a Fortune 200 company, or my attorney, or my accountant, or my advisor, whatever it is, more and more people are becoming aware, and it's awareness on another level too. It's this conscious knowledge that they must be responsible for themselves. The number of people, and I hope this doesn't go down the wrong tangent here, but the number of people that I have met that actually have gone out and purchased a handgun or a rifle, the last of the last that you would expect to ever go out and buy a weapon.
Yes.
It's just appalling. When you have a 76-year-old grandmother who's done nothing but preach peace and has no interest in hunting, goes out and buys a handgun, you're like, okay, why?
Yeah.
Why are they exercising that amendment that we are granted by the U.S. Constitution, the right to bear arms? Again, our forefathers knowing that this would be one way for the public to always be in control.
Yes, and to strengthen your perspective there, I would not argue, because I just got a nice message from a pharmacy worker, Valajkali student out there in California. He's in L.A., and he says, I listen to your show all the time, and he's working for a major pharmacy company, like one of the corner drug stores. but he's actively looking for employment at places like, he says, Co-Opportunity, which is a nice health food co-op out there in Santa Monica, because he's desiring natural health. He's seen the disaster that is the drug-based model. And here's a guy that you'd think would have gone stuck on a career path, and he says, nah, I'm making a better choice now. And I'm grateful for you guys talking about this stuff.
Yeah, and it transcends even the pharmacy or the pharmacists or the doctors. It's other people in other industries even. I mean, this Fortune 200 CEO, which I won't mention him by name, but he is, I mean, his company did $16 billion last year. In fact, our mutual friend, Sherry, and I, again, just in case people can figure that out, Sherry Tempany, she's the consultant for this company. And the passion that this man has for making the public aware, but his personal responsibility is his 65,000 employees worldwide, and his desire to make sure that before he has forced retirement, to ship the company's insurance policies to reimburse providers that are truly taking care of people's health. It's amazing. I mean, this guy is almost like a tireless warrior. You would think that as a CEO of a major 200 Fortune 200 company,
yes,
he'd have all these other things, but I think 90% of his time is spent on this.
Wow.
He is so focused about it. They've got, you know, the reimbursement company that deals with reimbursing the insurance. Let me give you just one big example that he did.
Sure.
Which I couldn't believe. I knew right away this guy was the same thought process as us, Robert, when I found out that he wanted to stop reimbursing for amalgam placement and start to incentivize those that were getting porcelain or whatever other type of fillings as opposed to the amalgams. And so when he said blanketly, you know, we're not going to pay for amalgams and we're going to pay for the porcelain, his attorney said, you can't do that. You can't just, boom, radically make that shift, because then people are going to say that you're forcing them. And,
right.
And after enough adequate legal counsel, it was determined that he could do that, but he would incentivize the process gradually. So he went the first year by saying, okay, if you want to have a mercury filling, amalgam filling, that's fine. That's your right. And you can choose whichever one. But if you do the porcelain, we will give you 80% reimbursement, and of course you get 80% reimbursement with amalgams. The following year, we will give you 80% reimbursement for the porcelain, but now only 60% for amalgams.
Nice.
And the next year, it was 80% for porcelain down to 40% for amalgams. And he went all the way down till eventually amalgams got zero reimbursement. And he got contacted by the state dental boards and you know, the people that advocated the use of amalgam, mercury amalgam fillings, saying, you can't do this. You don't know anything. You're not a dentist. You're not a scientist. He's like, I don't have to be a scientist. I know what it did to me. I know how it affected my health. And I got the stuff out. And I don't want my employees worldwide to have to suffer from the same problem.
Well, I have to say, if he's plugged into Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, then he's got to know even more intense information on the vaccine issue, which, as you know, the world religion is the Church of Biological Mysticism, and they are pushing this population reduction agenda through vaccines for all it's worth.
Absolutely, he is. And we talk probably two or three times a week now. He calls me often, and we have some great discussions. But he's a good friend.
Oh, man, I'm so encouraged to hear this. Like I said, a lot of people are still under the impression that the power isn't with us, it's with them, so to speak. But no, they're losing. Their power base is eroding as every day people look up and see every little scandal, every little absurdity occurring. And with that, their power base erodes. And that's why they must desperately try to throw that blanket over everybody again. But it's just not working the way it used to.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And you know that for me, I don't make friends that easy, but it had to take something like this to allow a person to come into my own personal circle of trust. And this man has shown me that his goal, he has nothing to profit from this. You follow what I'm saying?
He's
doing this as a genuine concern. He had a terrible time himself until he got the amalgams out of his mouth, until he experienced the benefit for himself. And now he wants to make sure that before he goes through mandatory retirement in the next 2 years, that he's implemented enough changes on at least a global scale within his own company, because it is an international company, to influence as many people as he can. And, you know, most people at his juncture in life, in his stature, in his position, really wouldn't give a crap. They just, you know, they're increasing the shareholders' earnings by 400% over the last 10 years as they've been CEO. Everybody's happy with them. They just want to get their
right.
retire with
yeah.
their $50 million parachute and the $60 million annual salary, whatever it is, and they're happy. They don't have something that's driving them. And this guy as a CEO of a Fortune 200 company, you would think that he would have so many other things to keep him occupied, but he has gotten everything down to a perfect science. Everything is a system. He's got his managers in place so he can actually concentrate on his passion, and his passion is to improve the health status.
That's beautiful.
People on the planet, but especially his 65,000 employees. Well, I find that very commendable.
Dr. Buttar, I realize he probably won't be able to go public on this stuff, but I'm glad to know he's out there. Would love to discuss anything we can to help move that along, and it's very heartwarming to know that because, you know, if you go fully too public, we've seen issues like this where it backfires on those even with a lot of power and a lot of money. They don't play around at that level, but at the same point, the grassroots now unplugging, that's something they can't contain or control. One person? Yeah, maybe. One company? Even big, yeah, maybe, but not millions and millions of people who are unplugging now.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And he probably wouldn't give a crap anyway because he's in that position where he has a great deal of influence. But I don't know whether he would care, so that's one reason I'm not saying his name. But maybe we'll one day even have him on the radio show. Who knows?
Yeah, well, we're open to that. You know, if it always moves the consciousness forward as well as supports the mission here to bring the power to heal back to the people. We got to take a break here. We'll be back with Dr. Buttar after a while on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday. We look forward to this every week to kick off the week in high healing style. Thank you, Dr. Buttar. Hang in there. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away, the problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Dr. Rasha Bitar. He's on the road, but he's focused, and we are covering lots of healing stories. This one's interesting, Dr. Bitar. Just came out yesterday in the Sunday review of the New York Times opinion pages. The ecology of disease. They're actually acknowledging the destruction of nature, giving rise to strange and aberrant new infectious diseases.
Robert, this is something that is so important and so ignored in traditional medicine. In fact, the perfect example of this is the H. pylori and how for decades this wasn't even recognized. The reason I think it wasn't recognized was because it wasn't an issue. People have said, well, we just now discovered it, but I don't think it was anything to discover previously.
Yes.
Because of the lack of NSAIDs and the acid pump inhibitors, but then as those carafates and then the Tagmets, Vantex, the world, the H2 blockers, and then eventually the Prilosec, these acid pump inhibitors became more and more prevalent, and we started to decrease the acidic environment within the stomach, which is at a pH of 1, as you know, then and only then, I believe, that these other strange, previously undiscovered bacteria, such as the H. pylori, start to rear their ugly head. And why? Because they were in a more opportunistic environment. There was a reduced pH. In other words, when I say reduced pH, the lower the pH, the better, in the stomach, obviously, but there was a reduced pH, or a more alkaline pH, I should say.
Yes.
So the pH is up to 2, 3, 4, and then these bacteria that are resistant start to develop, meaning that they wouldn't have survived in a pH of 1, an acidic pH of 1, but in a 3 or 4, they're resistant enough to the acid that they can now become viable. And so that's just one example of many.
Yes.
That changing the ecology has allowed these various types of pathologies to start becoming rampant.
Well, and even we go further into the gastrointestinal tract, we talk about a Clostridium difficile. I mean, in the 90s, I never heard about this infection. And suddenly, when they put out more of the proton pump inhibiting drugs and more of the Nexiums and the Prevacid, suddenly all of these old people that are on all of these meds are coming up with strange, aberrant new infections.
Absolutely. In fact, we see this with many of the infectious disease processes. We see the traditional antibiotics that were very effective now becoming resistant to various types of bacteria. We start seeing the methyl-resistant Staph aureus, the MRSAs that are out there all over the place. We see this happening constantly. The resistance of bugs to medicines that were used traditionally for pharyngitis, for the otitis medias, the upper respiratory infections, the pneumonias, it's all over the place.
Well, look, it's better late than never that these public health experts are acknowledging the ecological factor into their models. I'm not saying that they're fully understanding what they're saying, but it's a sign that they can no longer resist the inevitability of the alteration of the paradigm that we must look at disease differently, going back to Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard.
And this is hopefully an evolutionary process where they're already been forced to look at things that they haven't previously entertained, and now hopefully that will lead to the evolution where they will start looking at toxicity and the implications of the toxicity aspect on these chronic diseases. Because remember, the Centers for Disease Control, when they have a problem that they can't identify, when they don't have a clear etiology of what caused a certain sector or a certain region or a certain endemic situation to occur, they always send out two teams. We only recognize the CDC for sending out the infectious disease team, but there's a second team that's also sent out, which most people don't realize, and that's the toxicology team. There's always two teams that are sent out. So we talk a lot about antibiotics and antivirals and antifungals and anti-this and anti-that, but we don't talk about the toxicity aspect. Yet, from a Centers for Disease Control perspective, they are looking at the toxicological component. So now that they're looking at this resistance aspect, and the ecology changing and leading to certain resistant types of strains of pathogens, hopefully that's an indication of where we're going, and the next step will be, hopefully, toxicity and toxicology.
Well, that would indeed be huge. It'd be a sea change on the planet-wide level, because so much of allopathic pharmaceutical medicine has kind of woven a web, or let's say dropped its net over the entire planet to try and control how we view disease. And they're rapidly losing that control. But, of course, some of these establishment-type groups, or let's say governmental agencies, as you said, even within them, they've always had aspects of this that acknowledged it, but they were largely ignored or put aside to give the virus hunters the starring role.
You're absolutely right, Robert. The only issue is that that's the part that the public is aware of. But the truth of the matter is that the toxicological teams were always a part of it. They just didn't get the limelight. They were kind of like Tonto instead of the Lone Ranger type. You know what I mean? They weren't in the limelight. They were the Robin, not the Batman.
Right. They were the sidekick. Well, this, you know, the sexiness of the virus hunter, it's like, oh, we've got to sleuth it out. And, you know, I'm thinking it's pretty cool to sleuth out a toxic poison and go, hey, we can remove it. But it's not as sexy in the end to say, oh, well, you mean all we got to do is clean up our mess? Yes.
You're right. And I think it is becoming, I think it's transcended what's sexy now. It's clearly evident that it's not effective to just look at the one aspect. And even though the CDC, the political aspects of the Centers for Disease Control, and then how they deal with this on a Mexican bazaar level where there's negotiations between congressional members that say, call the CDC and, well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Because they're representing certain industries. Even though that's occurring, the toxicological group, they've got a minor role, but they still are there, and they've still got their foot in the door. The people that led to the advent of removing lead out of gasoline, for instance, they're still there, and they were ridiculed for many years until they finally got to that point that the lead was taken out of the gasoline, and some of these people are concerned about the mercury. In fact, as I told you in a private conversation in 2006, my second meeting with the Centers for Disease Control, the head of the laboratory division in confidence told me when I asked him, what's the number one substance that you are afraid of, as a CDC, officially afraid of? He said, officially afraid of? And I said, well, that you're concerned about it. He said, we are concerned, the number one thing, and he thought this was like I was trying to, you know, trap him. We had a good relationship, and, you know, it was humorous, but he looked at me and he said, if you ever state this in public, I will, and use my name, I will deny it. But he said, the number one concern for me and my division of CDC is mercury.
Yeah.
The number one public health concern. Now, publicly, it's a different thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's having to fight the political system within the CDC. So, you know, when we blanket refer to certain bodies as having fallen asleep at the wheel, now, I don't know if anybody in the FDA that's actually doing any good work. I think that they're all a bunch of yahoos that are just trying to justify their existence and trying to, essentially carrying out the mission or the orders of their masters, which directly or indirectly is a pharmaceutical cartel. But at the Centers for Disease Control, I know for a fact they are good people that are trying to do good work, even in the face of adversity that's being caused within their own system.
Yes, I know. And it's rough, too, because the public face is the one that's the evil face. And it's the one that's denying mercury, denying thimerosal, denying vaccines have anything to do with anything. And yet on an international level, there are good people fighting a fight on a treaty level. And I'm not into so much treaties because they seem to supersede Constitution. But when our own government has abandoned the Constitution, you may have only one way to ban the mercury in medicine and vaccines, etc., through that, but our own delegation is fighting tooth and nail against those good people that are trying to get mercury out of this stuff.
Right. And, you know, the important point is that at the CDC, even the good people, they didn't admit that the vaccines had anything to do with it. And I think politically you can't. You can't say that, you know, it was our negligence, because then they're having to admit something on a political level, then they could be held liable, and et cetera, et cetera. So they didn't come out and admit that, but they clearly said that their number one public health concern was mercury. And so when you say that the number one health concern for us unofficially is mercury, then by definition you have to include not only the mercury amalgams and not only the thimerosal and the vaccines, but the combustion of fossil fuels and the other methods of mercury toxicity from the waterways and, you know, all these other types of contamination that we're talking about. And, of course, as soon as you add an EFA group or a MEFA group or any type of organic component to make it more assimilable in the body, it becomes exponentially more relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, when we come back from this break, we're going to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. He's on the road, but like I said, sharp is focused that we love here. We're going to talk about the vaccine issue. There's an astonishing move to create a vaccine for a disease that does not yet exist. I'm not kidding. We're going to talk about that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It's Advanced Medicine Monday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping up today's Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. One story I covered yesterday, Dr. Bitar, I had to have you comment on. It was bizarre because they're really trying to create diseases so they can create vaccines for them even before the disease is in existence, may never, ever be in existence at all. And I thought I'd made it up, but no, I didn't. It's bizarre. And my dear friend Ginger Taylor from the Canary Party wrote this after I covered it. She says, to my friends who still believe that the vaccine program is a legitimate, uncorrected field of medicine, vaccination has moved from addressing a disease that you will get that will kill you to a disease that you will might get that will kill you, to a disease that you might get that probably won't kill you, to a disease that you probably won't get and probably won't kill you, now to a disease that does not even exist but might someday. So put that, you follow me here? It's just getting more bizarre.
It really is. And if you look at the parallel to this with the H1N1, that's not quite the same thing, but if H1N1, if you look at the history of that, they first created this vaccine for the H1N1, and then they patented the virus. But when you look at the virus, it apparently was patented about 9 months prior to the first reported case of H1N1 anywhere in the world. So, you know, my first question is, how do you patent a virus? And then two, how do you create a vaccine for a virus that up to that point hadn't existed? And then more importantly, if you create a vaccine and now you've got a virus and now you've patented it, what purpose does a patent serve on a virus other than if somebody's trying to create a stream of revenue and then create the problem and then have a solution exclusively for that problem.
Yeah, you ask the question. That's like a detective would ask, and you'd go right to the heart of the whole source of this thing, and you realize the virologists have become the criminal class in modern medicine. Yes, they have been the ones that have been most lauded and applauded, but wrongly so, because they're completely ignorant of the law of the terrain.
Or they were appointed, and I think that to blame the virologists would be too naive on our part, Robert. We'd have to look at it beyond that, because, again, mm-hmm. these are... I don't know whether you know any virologists. I do, and these guys, unfortunately, have... these are the guys that you feel sorry for at a party and you go to and start talking to, so that, they don't
yes.
start staring inside that drink. I mean, they're just not...
It's not a happy place. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and I apologize to anybody if I've insulted them inadvertently, but my point is, these are not social mavericks, and these aren't people that are outgoing party mongers, and these aren't people that are necessarily motivated by large sums of money. I think that this is more... Again, coming back to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they have an agenda. They appoint the virologists. They see the ones that they can manipulate, to tell them, do this, do that, do the other.
Yes.
They make them feel important. And then these guys say, okay, I'm an important guy. This is the first time I've ever gotten any attention, and I'll do this. Or they're duped into it. They're told that this is to determine something beneficial for mankind, whereas in fact it's being created for financial gain, and it's going to be detrimental to mankind. So.
Yeah, and we know that many of these highly intelligent and from skilled scientists, they get caught up in a place that they realize the moment they start questioning certain consensus realities, even though the science demands that they do so, they find that they're out of jobs or they're out of their, let's say, funding, and there's been a very powerful way to manipulate science and limit its inquiry.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Hit that one again on the head.
Yeah, and it is sad. I'm sad for people of great intelligence and ability, perhaps, to move things forward, processes of discovery that are limited. They're forced into horse blinders if they want a job.
And they're ridiculed if they oppose it.
Yeah. I mean, look.
They're ostracized. They're demonized sometimes and minimalized if they don't accept the powers that be and tell them. You even see this in regular, forget about even the research aspect or the in this particular case, like with the virologists or the various other types of didactic research individuals would have to deal with. Even in clinical medicine, even in basic scenarios in a clinic, you would see the same type of issue. If you have a basic family practice with four doctors and one of them talks about using magnesium as first line, somebody's hypertensive or has some type of a cardiac issue, they will be minimalized. They will be ridiculed. I actually had this happen. I saw this in the emergency room. When I came into the emergency room in Stan Memorial Hospital in Albemarle, there was a doctor in family practice. He's a very good friend of mine still to this day, and he's an integrative doctor. At that time, I was in conventional medicine, and I remember they were laughing about this doctor, Dr. Clarence Norris, and I hope he's listening to this, because I remember when I first heard his name, and I thought, why are you guys making fun of him? And they said, oh, Dr. Norris thinks giving anybody who has any kind of ailment, giving them a tablespoon of magnesium citrate will solve their problem. And they all giggle like schoolgirls. And I'm thinking, well, what are you guys laughing about? Because a lot of the people that come to the emergency room, they have an issue with, first of all, if they've got a cardiac issue, magnesium is going to be very beneficial. But as a society, we're magnesium deficient. And I became very good friends with him. And in fact, my nickname in that same emergency room a year later was Dr. Magnesium. As soon as I came on shift, they automatically called the pharmacy, the ER pharmacy, and said, Dr. McCarthy's working. I need 10 vials of magnesium sulfate sent up to the ER. Because that was, in fact, if I was on duty, that was the main component that the standing orders that we had for anybody that was complaining of cardiac pain, chest pain, when EMS, paramedics would pick them up, was to take magnesium sulfate and D5W, 100 cc's, standing orders. Anybody with chest pain, they got that first line.
Hey, and it's still good perspective today. Dr. Carolyn Dean loves you for that, by the way. Hey, we have got it. We've done it. The Advanced Medicine Monday is over. But no, you can continue to receive the gift of healing, because all of these are available. Link through robertscottbell.com to medicalrewind.com. Everything that Dr. Batar and I have done. And we've got upcoming seminars we'll be letting you about in the coming weeks. So stand by for that. Dr. Batar, thanks for being with me as always.
Robert, it's always good to be with you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, and he helped me once again to remind everybody out there that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.